the largest crowds exceeding 100,000 for 251 straight games, going back to 1975. The biggest revenues and, many believed, the most respect. That morning, the Wolverines stood at 11-0 and were ranked second in the nation. A win over top-ranked Ohio State the next day, in the first game of the century, would give them a shot at a 12th national title, which would provide a fine springboard for the complete renovation of the stadium, ensuring the Big House would remain the nation's biggest and most profitable for years to come. Retired coach Bo Schembechler, the program's patriarch, gave the team a vintage speech Thursday night, but he did not spend much time on that weekend's game or the stakes involved. Instead, he talked to them about what it means to be a Michigan man, and how becoming one was the ultimate goal of everyone in that room. In Ann Arbor, life couldn't get much better. The next morning, Friday, November 17, 2006, Bo Schembechler died from heart failure. For Michigan fans, the bad news has lasted almost a decade. The next day, Michigan lost a nail-biter, 42-39, to Ohio State, then dropped the next three straight, including the 2007 season opener against Appalachian State, still considered the greatest upset in the history of college football.